Welcome to the Language is Music podcast. On this podcast, you will hear interviews and presentations done by Susanna Zreisky, the author of Language is Music. You can find out more information about Language is Music and about how you can learn foreign languages using music and the media at Susanna's website, languageismusic.com, www.languageismusic.com. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
They're helping at-risk kids using music. With me here on Comunidad del Valle are Susanna Zreisky and Anthony Pineda here to talk about this unique program. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us, how does this work?
Well, we both were inspired to use music to educate from this book, Musicophilia, about the effects of music on the brain. So I use music to help people learn foreign languages. So I have a book on how to learn foreign languages. It's in English, Languages Music, and also in Spanish, El Idioma es Música.
And at Davis, during my research, I found that music is much more than just a culture. And primarily, I use hip-hop music to educate youth. And my program specifically helps them realize their potential, channels into their emotions, and helps them build relationships with not only themselves, but also their peers and us. And our program's a little bit unique because we use hip-hop as kind of a catalyst, and then we record them in studios and build their professionalism and really get them excited about education. It's a new platform to teach them. It's teach them about themselves and really help them motivate.
And who are these kids? I know that we just label them at risk, but I know that sometimes that's not fair to some of these kids. Who are these kids?
A lot of these youth come from low-income areas, primarily African-American and Latino. And they're here in the San Jose area. I work for a school called Beacon School, and I also help with the program in Mountain View at Crittenden Middle School.
Okay.
But they're just, they're students who need more.
All right.
They need more.
And Susanna, you sent me some clips that we got off of YouTube. Tell us what these clips are, and I think it's you in front of a class here. Tell us about this.
Yes, I was giving a seminar in Thailand to Thai people who wanted to learn English, and I was explaining to them how they can use music to learn English. So they loved Frank Sinatra, and then they loved Que Será, Que Será with English and Spanish. So we played that, and I was explaining to them that they could learn pronunciation in English by using music, because there's certain sounds which Asians have trouble with in English, just like we have trouble, English speakers have trouble pronouncing the R in Spanish, for example. So because music activates more parts of the brain than language does, it's easier to learn sounds and remember grammar. Because most people hate learning grammar. But if you remember a certain grammatical structure in a song, you're going to remember later on how to say it. For example, Spanish speakers often say people is instead of people are. Mm-hmm. Well, there's the song by The Doors. People are strange when you're a stranger. So if teachers used music to teach grammar, the grammar would stay.
Where were you when I was growing up? Because I think I could have used it. And you mentioned that you work with kids and hip-hop. You also sent us a clip that I want to play right now, and then we'll talk on the other end.
Take some time to spit a couple lines about a young boy just reached the age of 9. But instead of TV and sports, other things run through his mind. He's steadily watching hustlers out on the grind. Seen them stack money, getting busted and running. He sees them getting popped from the dude that's gunning. But now he's kinda older, stronger and bolder. He smokes a little weed to get stuff off his shoulder. His parents always tell him to take the right path to go. If they say one more thing, he just might blow. Wastes all his money on little bags of snow. He's slowly killing himself, but he just don't know. So he goes out and parties with his so-called friends. But he gets too messed up, they leave him solo in the end. He's choking on his own vomit, he can't even breathe. But something or someone makes all his pain leave. A few weeks later, it's something that he receives. Before it was different, and now he believes. It used to be drugs that he needs, but now it's Jesus Christ that brings him to his knees.
Kids, these are kids, you mentioned, who are mostly low income. Tell us about the power of expression that you saw this young man kind of go through, and then what difference that makes in their lives, maybe.
It's tremendous. I mean, this student, his name is Josh, he went on to really transformed his life. I mean, he went from the streets, drug use, and other involvements to, you know, I'm trying to do right by my life. I'm trying to learn. You know, he finished school. Other students have gone on to college, and it's just transformative. I know I've used music in my life to go from that at-risk youth label to going to college for the first in my family. And it's so powerful. I've learned so much from my students, which is more important to me as an educator. I think too often we think that students are just there to learn, but they're also there to teach. And it's been rewarding for me, but even more rewarding for our students to have power, to be empowered, and to be able to channel that into other things, other areas of their life.
Do you ever feel like you might be forced to censor them, if you will? You know what, you can't write that, you can't say that, or is it free-flowing?
No, we actually do require them to think about what they're saying. Part of my research is music is so powerful that we need to be very mindful about what we say. And hip-hop nowadays, especially on the radio, is extremely destructive. And that's what's teaching our youth. It's a youth global culture, and that's what our youth are learning from.
And so, and how is this a collaboration? Because there's a third person that we unfortunately couldn't have on the show. Tell us about the collaboration, the goal that all three of you are working toward.
Well, we're all using music to teach something. So the other man, Victor Hugo Santos, uses his music in Spanish and English to teach kids about the environment and learn some Spanish, learn some English. And Anthony found me on the internet because I'd been writing about Dr. Oliver Sacks and how he influenced me. So we collaborate because we talk about how we deal with our students, what approach we use. We were just talking a month ago about the difference between how girls and how boys learn. So it's really like a collaborative experience for us.
All right. If you want to get a hold of some of these folks, they're easily attainable. There is a web address. Is that the correct web address? I think that's...
It's just mine, but we still need his.
Okay. Go ahead and give us yours, and then we'll drop it in also on the next.
It's www.creatrixinstitute.com.
All right, we'll have you repeat it in our next segment. We want to have you back and talk a little bit more about this unique way of helping kids, so stay with us. We're back here on Comunidad del Valle with a special program to help, here we go again, at-risk kids using music. Now, I was talking earlier today with Joe Rodriguez, who's a reporter with the San Jose Mercury News, about how I wish my parents at some point learned English because they're monolingual Spanish speaking. How could you maybe have helped them, who maybe in their later years, you know, they're not all that into going to English classes, if you will?
I understand. My father doesn't speak much English. He's been here for over 30 years. I'm originally from Russia.
You gotta take your course.
Yeah,
read your books.
Well, he's partially deaf, so it's kind of a problem. But what it is that I understand people don't want to go to a class. They can listen to music in the car. They can watch the news in English. Let's say they watch the news in Spanish, then they watch it in English. They're going to understand through the context. They get hooked on a soap opera. They start watching more TV in English. They have to, something in their heart needs to resonate with it, with the English language. So if it's music, if it's TV, whatever it is, and that's how they're going to kind of give themselves up to the language, and they'll learn without thinking they're learning, because they're not going to be with a book. They're going to be having fun watching a movie, singing along, doing karaoke, whatever it happens.
Because my dad could defend himself if he had to. He would laugh and fall over a chair at Three's Company at some of the episodes. He doesn't speak a word of English, but maybe he was catching on a few words here and there, and that's how he was able to defend himself.
He was catching on. And the thing is, some people, they understand, but they're afraid to speak. And you have to lose the fear of feeling like a fool. Because I've been Tarzan in every language I speak. And you just have to pretend you're Tarzan. It doesn't matter.
You wanted to talk, Anthony, about how we need to change the education platform. What are we doing wrong, and what do we need to do differently?
Well, one of the things is we're losing a lot of our creative arts expressions and music programs, primarily in low-income areas. And that's damaging. Those programs facilitate right brain activation, which is critical in cognitive development and just learning. It's in itself. We need to engage our students, and our students are not engaged. They go to class and they sit down and they are told what to do. They're told what to learn. And educators don't always say like, oh, here's a student that can actually provide me with something to learn. And every student that I've worked with, I have learned something about myself, about education, about their lives, and they need to be able to give their experiences back in an educational setting because it's empowering and it motivates them.
And how empowering was it for you to see what that young man that you showed in our video here, empowering for you to know that you know, these kids sometimes just need a nudge, a push, mm-hmm. some encouragement, and then they'll start flying.
We're using their language. Hip hop is their language, and why we don't tap into that in education, I don't know. But from what I've seen, my research, and what I've learned about, it's all about hip-hop for them. And all day long, iPods, cell phones, you can download music to your phones now. That's all they're listening to.
So Javier Solis and We've Lost Them, it's got to be hip-hop for this generation?
You know, hip-hop's an extremely powerful catalyst. I mean, it's a global music culture. And not that other musics don't have that same power, but in over a decade of researching it and using it for my own transformation to get from this point to this point, I've not seen another musical form that could do it for youth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty incredible. How long would it take, Susana, for someone who, let's say, is monolingual and they do want to learn a second language and they are getting into old blue eyes, if you will, mm-hmm. how long would it take them to start defending themselves or speaking the language of?
Well, if you incorporate into your daily life, when it's all around you, then you could start speaking probably in a couple of months. I mean, some people speak earlier. It depends on breaking through that mm-hmm. embarrassment barrier. But, you know, to really know the grammar and be able to write coherently and correctly, it might take almost a year. It depends on the level of the person.
All right. Well, get a hold of these folks because they're doing some amazing and creative stuff. Maybe we do have to change the educational model. There are the two web addresses for both of these folks. Anthony, any final thoughts?
Our kids can teach us a lot if we just listen. And they really speak through music. It touches their emotions. It touches their lives. And we really need to read them so that we can better serve them.
We're too busy trying to teach and not learn ourselves. Susana, any final thoughts?
Anybody can learn a language. Just have fun, find something you like, and sing.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for what you're doing for with our kids
thank
and our
you.
Adults and everybody else around the Bay Area. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Language is Music podcast. You can find out more information about learning languages through music at languageismusic.com.